Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, who sucks? Let's count up in minutes for first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Food reminding me of home. Good day, brethren. My grandmother made so many things from scratch growing up in the 60s and the 80s. A favorite was her homemade chicken and noodle soup.
He grew up in the 60s and 80s, but not the 70s.
Ah, okay. Hand-rolled flour dough noodles cut into thin strips and hung on the noodle rack to dry all day. And she got a live chicken from a business that sold chicken and eggs. Butcher the chicken, let it boil in water. Would seem like all day. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. My grandmother used to make chicken and dumplings.
Oh, God, that's so good. Yeah, man.
Dumplings. Man, that's the only time I've ever had. Was her.
I never grew up with it, but yeah. Our buddy Brad just texted me that. He's like, his mom used to make it. I'm like, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It is awesome. Gentlemen, since I come from the L.A. area originally, there are foods that are distinctly unique to the area. And oddly, it's all cheeseburgers. We all know about In-N-Out, but others that made it up here are Del Taco, one in Federal Way, and they do sell burgers. Carl's Jr., one in Renton. Fat Burger, one in Redmond, which initially sounds dreadful to some, but just try it if you haven't. One that will never come up. In Los Angeles is Original Tommy's, who are known specifically for a chili cheeseburger to die for, and their location right on Beverly and Rampart, east of downtown L.A. So serving up the burgers that the founder, Tommy Kolax, became very well known for. It is one of the places I'll visit when I head down that way. Men's Room IPA and chili burgers, guys. That from Dennis.
That's an option that I need to exercise a little bit more options, the chili burger.
Oh, dude, it's delicious.
I did chili dogs all the time, but doggone it, a chili burger. I've only had it a couple different times.
Go visit our buddy Mike over at Mike's Chili Parlor.
That's a fact.
And honestly, I don't know that I've ever...
With Men's Room IPA on tap, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I don't know that I've ever had a chili burger outside of Mike's.
Now, oh, really? Have you, Mike, when you're talking chili burger, are you talking a burger with chili on top as far as smothered?
Right.
Or are you talking about chili on the inside in the bun?
I would assume chili on the inside of the bun.
Yeah. Okay. Because typically...
Basically a sloppy Joe with a hamburger patty on it.
Correct.
Right?
All right. Okay. Okay. They have both in Mike's.
Nice.
Well, gentlemen, say what you want. I'm from Philly.
I will say, generally, I'm not a huge fan of smothering a cheeseburger. But when you do it with the chili, you need it with a fork and knife. It's still pretty damn good.
Yeah. Sure. No better Christmas breakfast in Philly than slices of Scrabble, fried, scrambled eggs, and maple syrup on top. Thanks, guys. That's
maple
from Raymond.
Syrup. Wow.
Scrapple is essentially what? Is that grits? What
is that? No, Scrapple's meat.
It's pork intestines.
Yeah.
It is.
It's just ground up and then.
Because, like, that same area, right? Like, I grew up eating pork roll, which is a little more like North or Jersey.
Yeah.
Philly, and then, like, that part, Eastern Shore in Maryland, is all Scrapple.
Is it crisp when you fry it?
Correct.
It can be, yes.
Like Spam.
I mean, basically, you spend all day and you mix in some oats with it. That's kind of the binder. But it is the worst parts. Like, I asked a waitress once. She said, honey, it's parts of the pig you don't generally eat. This was in Ocean City, Maryland. Okay. But you bind it. It comes out like a loaf. And then, yes, they will always, I don't know anybody that eats it unless it's, you got to cut off a slice of it and then crisp it up on like a flat top.
Yes.
You
can.
All right. But with that said, I haven't tried it in years. I did not like it when I was a kid. I might try it again, but I'm telling you, I love pork roll. I'm like, they're both the crappy parts of the pig.
Yeah, you'd like it, man. Seriously. I'm saying that I like it.
Sounds good.
And also, if you've never seen it, because people out here have never seen it, it is dark black.
It does not look good.
I mean, it looks awful. It is just a brick.
Yeah.
I would definitely try that.
It looks like a meatloaf with pork.
No, it looks good. That looks really good.
It looks like a meatloaf you wouldn't
eat. If you like Spam, you will like it.
Okay.
If you don't like Spam, you probably... So, Miles, you would love it.
Okay.
Well, we like Spam.
Birthday time brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Pick up some over the 3-day weekend.
You know
enjoy
what?
With your barbecue.
It's a 3-day weekend. Dip irresponsibly. Go nuts.
Hello, guys. Want to wish my amazing girlfriend, Brittany, a happy 34th birthday. We listen to you guys every day on our way home from work. Could you guys play the Men's Room Top 10 song for her?
Oh!
It's her absolute favorite. A Leroy Jenkins, Joey Chestnut, and the Germans telling her what kind of present she'll be getting. And maybe Coke Ted telling her how to celebrate. Thank you, guys. Awesome show. That from James.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I get the feeling that tonight for your birthday, you can expect pregnancy.
Yeah, maybe you could be the piece of scrapple in the, in the morning.
Yeah, I'll start calling you downstairs the scrapple room.
All right, what you gotta do? You gotta go out. We gotta get some supplies, all right? What is it, Wednesday? Who cares? It's the weekend in your head. It's your birthday. Get that bag. Get another bag. Get whatever balls of stuff they call it and go crazy all weekend. Then wake up on Tuesday and apologize to no one. Damn.
Boys, want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Dennis on his birthday. Best second father and mentor to me. Has known me since the day I was born. And I wouldn't have made it as far as I have in life without him teaching me along the way. How about a fart montage, some thrill shotgun gets, and you guys talking all over each other about how cool it is being a school bus driver. Thanks, brothers. That from Maverick.
Get
school bus driver.
School bus driver.
Hello, gentlemen. Today is my friend Jeff's birthday. It's been a pleasure to bond with him over our mutual love of fine whiskey and auto racing. And he's the biggest fan of the Green Bay Packers I've ever met. Go Hawks, it says. Could he get an owl look out, an owl hitting the window, and the Germans dissing the Chicago Bears? Have a great day, guys, and rock on, Jeff. That from Alex.
Uh-oh, look up.
Yeah, listen, we are dirty Germans, quite frankly. I always love me a big old bear. It doesn't matter what city they're from.
Yeah, you know, what's the funny thing is in Germany, we always love one decade. Much like the Bears, it's the 80s.
Yeah.
You are relevant. Do they win? Have they won another one?
No.
Hell no.
No. They had 85 and they're done. That is it, man.
Way to make it hard to...
It's been so long, most of those guys are dead.
No, that's right. They went back to a Super Bowl and lost to the Colts. Because Urlacher was there, I believe, right? Or no, it was the Colts.
No, they because it was two blackhead coaches.
It was one coach, but he had two blackheads.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
No!
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, every story is united by the fact that somebody is suing somebody. So let's start with Jennifer Lopez, and rarely do I defend her, and yes, it is the law. But a photographer and a photo agency, they filed a lawsuit against Jennifer Lopez alleging copyright infringement after she posted their copyright photos of herself from a pre-Golden Globes party to social media. So, in the complaint in federal court, photographer Edwin Blanco, he accuses Lopez of posting photos of her arriving and departing from the Golden Globes on Instagram and X, but without permission. Backgrid USA, that's the news and photo agency, they filed a twin lawsuit related to the same photographs, which the company and Blanco co-own. Now, the photos, they show her in a white fur coat, slip dress, clutching her Chanel purse, and the post on Instagram is captioned, quote, "weekend glamour." Well, the lawsuit says that the singer posted the photos to market designers that she wore at the event. That's the real beef here. And a lawyer for the photographer said, quote, "Ms. Lopez used the images to spotlight the designer of her clothing and jewelry, leveraging the publicity from the event to promote her fashion affiliations and brand partnership." Completely understand. So they are seeking statutory damages of $150,000 for each photo used, as well as a jury trial. I'm not sure how many pictures she used. She's got the money to cover. I know legally it's copyright infringement, but like, hey, she did not ask you to take a picture of her. You chose to take a picture of her. She used it. But again, they're right. Within the law, okay. And it just seems ridiculous. Like, yeah, we're going to take your photo, but you can't use the photo I took of you on your own behalf. That's basically the deal. And they're not wrong. Now, speaking of absurd lawsuits, a man in his 20s, he went on social media to ask for advice. He's asking for advice after his roommate stole a piece of his cake that he baked from his fridge. Okay, so the roommate stole this homemade cake from the other guy. So the roommate had a bad allergic reaction to it and called 911. They hit him with an EpiPen. He did recover, but apparently he had a peanut allergy and did not realize that the cake included peanut butter. Again, because he did not make it and it was not for him. The problem is, the man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay the medical bills because, quote, he poisoned him. Now, naturally, a lot of people are telling him that he should not be responsible. And since they had a rule that they did not share groceries, and they even had separate mini fridges. So his roommate went to a separate mini fridge, stole the guy's cake, ate it, had a peanut allergy because he didn't know the peanuts. We continue. So the roommate, he'd gone into his fridge to take the cake, which was never offered to him in the first place. Now, the guy says it's awkward because they were friends before being roommates, and a roommate with the allergy told their joint friends about it, and some of them are saying that he should at least contribute something toward the medical expense. Anyway, the guy posted an update saying he has refused to pay anything, and he started looking for a new apartment. Nevertheless, his buddy might sue him for the medical damages because he, quote-unquote, poisoned him with the cake that he stole. We did that once in a restaurant. We told our waitstaff, guys, stop eating the desserts when you go into the walk-in. We know you're eating the desserts. Naturally, everyone on the waitstaff disavowed any knowledge of this. So, like, guys, we know how many desserts we put in there. So, the point being, we knew they're eating the desserts. They're not going to cop to it. Fine. So, what we did one day, just to prove a point, we took demi-glace. Basically, it is just a bone marrow. But when you refrigerate it, just like Jell-O, right, it gets gelatinous. It looks like chocolate. And we put them in little aluminum tins that look like the old McDonald's ashtrays.
All right.
Little sort, and then we put a dollop of whipped cream on top. We put all of them on like three sheet trays, put them in a sheet tray rack, and put it in the walk-in. Now, we did not say what they were. We didn't tell them they could eat it. But probably 80% of our wait staff on this particular night that we did it came walking out of the walk-in, gagging, choking, angry at us. Like, what the F is that? We're like, it's bone marrow, man. Like, I thought it was pudding. I'm like, it shouldn't matter what you thought it was because you guys aren't eating the dessert. You're not in a position to be angry. They hated us for it, but we're like, we're proving a point.
Yeah.
You steal the food, that's what you get. So I'm on the roommate side on this one. Like, bro, you stole my food. I'm sorry you have an allergy. But let us continue. We go to the UK now, where a well-respected family, they were recently awarded compensation of $100,000 by a restaurant that had publicly accused them of leaving without paying the bill. So in July of last year, Peter and Ann McGurr, that's honest McGurr. To God, McGurr. Where's Ricker when you need him? McGurr. Along with their children, Peter Jr. and Carol, they visited the Horse and Jockey Inn in the Peak District in England. Now, it was a pretty uneventful affair. The family ordered ribeye steaks, washed them down with some ales and lagers before leaving for their home. Only shortly after their departure, the Horse and Jockey Facebook page posted a video of the McGurrs allegedly leaving the establishment without paying their $200 bill. Now, the family was soon making national headlines for dining and dancing, which negatively impacted their otherwise great reputation. So they found themselves with no choice but to sue the inn to clear their name. And as it turns out, the Horse and Jockey Inn, yeah, they jumped the gun when they posted the closed-circuit television footage of the McGurrs on their Facebook page and accused them of skipping the bill. You see, the family, they'd actually paid by credit card. But one of the members of the staff had forgotten to put it through the till. So despite the
Okay. All right.
So they did pay. Just one of the waiters forgot to actually put it through the...
You mean, did they get a receipt?
I'm assuming they did to know that they paid, but you still have to take the merchant copy and put it wherever you put it.
The signed copy. Right? Oh, so he like didn't put the actual copy.
He forgot to put it in the till. So despite the attempts to apologize for the mistake and convince the family to drop the lawsuit, they were in for much more than they'd bargained for. You see, the owner's attempts to appease the McGurrs with an apology, free meals, and a complimentary stay at the inn, it fell on deaf ears because the family, they're the owners of McGurr Engineering, an internationally known company specializing in the manufacturing of construction block. So they weren't the type of people to skip a $200 bill for a meal, but the serious and defamatory accusations, it made the Horse Jockey Inn cause significant damage to the reputation of the family. Again, we do business internationally. Now you're making national headlines. And like,
Jesus.
But we paid for the meal. Well, in the end, the Horse and Jockey ended up settling for $100,000 before any evidence could be presented in court. And they also apologized to the distress that they called the McGurrs. And in hindsight, maybe they should have just taken a $200 loss. So those are your three stories. We got J-Lo. Yeah, she's getting sued because she used pictures of herself that someone took of her without her asking to take pictures of. We have the roommate. I have no idea where it is, but the roommate who went to his roommate's mini fridge, stole his roommate's cake, ate his roommate's cake, had a peanut allergy as a result, and now is suing his roommate for medical bills because he, quote unquote, poisoned him. And finally, the family in UK, who they did pay their tab, $200, but they got lame basted and basically defamatory crap being posted about them in national headlines.
See, I think the guy that stole his roommate's stuff, he sucks the most.
I would agree.
Because, you know, went into someone else's fridge. You know you have separate things.
Right, you have separate fridges, man.
He knows he has an allergy. He does not look to see what's in stuff.
It's your allergy.
That's up to him, not anyone else in this world.
Correct.
So, you know, if I'm working at McDonald's and I give him something that's fried in peanut oil and I tell him that, you know what I mean? It's like, look, I told you, man. It's up to you if you want to eat it or not. But you stole it.
Right.
You paid for it. So I think he sucks the most. J-Lo should have known better in her position. I feel like the social media person who is responsible for putting her stuff out there.
Right. She didn't put it out there.
She didn't do it. It is not her. Okay. But if you are the social media director for anyone, you know damn well. You know damn well. That you can't take someone's image and put it up as your own. You have to give them credit. You have to get permission.
Sure.
There's a number of things you have to do.
Even if it's a picture of you, they have permission to take pictures of you, but that picture is their possession.
Richard Sherman, he catches that interception, one hand, right? He did it, but he didn't take that iconic picture. He doesn't own that. So, like anything else, yes, that's you.
Right.
But you don't own that image of yourself, which seems strange. But based on that, it's really not J-Lo. But it is her
social media person, sure.
I think J-Lo, I guess, can afford it, so she sucks the least.
I would say technically she did break the law. That's why she was sucked the least. Like I said, it's not her. It's whoever she has doing this crap. But it's like, look, it's stupid to me. It is ridiculous, but it is the law.
Correct. And like we're saying, like somebody should have known just like, hey, we're going to use those photos.
I mean, how many times do we have that question? If you post something online, like, hey, man, can we use
Mike and I do it all the time on social media to people. Like, I do it on the Men's Room Twitter. Like, can we use the photo?
Can we use it? Yeah, that's
right?
Simple, man.
I mean, even for us, right? Like, I've emailed Mike, you know, Iron Mike before and just been like, hey, do you mind if I take this photo and put it on my personal stuff because it's a cool photo?
Yeah.
But I know he took it. He owns it.
Do you credit him? Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. So, no. I know. One of these days, he's going to catch on. But I think it's tough. I feel bad for the roommate. Just because I've been known back in the day to have a couple beverages, maybe eat some food that wasn't mine. But him suing him for poisoning him is tough.
That's the difference.
Yeah. But to me, that's like, right, your roommate's going to steal your food. I know that. But if something goes south, like, bro, that's a decision you made.
I mean, I honestly think the restaurant sucks the least just because they got what they asked for. Like that, those other people were like, all right, we'll sue the crap out of you then.
Oh, right. Yep, turn around. Yep, okay. Yeah.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
508 will drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Medical gaslighting is something that can affect patients for years to come, according to research.
Thank you, research.
Hey, what do you know? When your doctor just tells you, don't worry, you're fine, and you're actually not fine?
Yeah.
Spells issues down the line.
Come on.
Could lead to long-ass surgeries.
So they did research to figure that out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I feel like that's something that's coming up more and more, and unfortunately, it's a kind of an eggshell ground that you got to walk on there, because you go to the doctor for a reason. They have medical expertise, and you need to listen to their medical expertise because they went through the schooling and they know what's going on. However, medical gaslighting is very much a reality.
Yep. Sure.
So on what level is your pursuits finding what's actually wrong with you, and on what level is it just, I want somebody to confirm what I believe is wrong about myself?
Correct. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
True. Sure.
So I don't want to mince words on there, and I don't want to say the wrong thing on that deal. But it's like there's a little bit of both on there. So
there is. I mean, well, once when pharmaceuticals could start advertising on TV, which happened what, late 80s, early 90s, I guess it was. That's when everyone started self-diagnosing.
Absolutely.
Because before you just went to the doctor, they said what they said. They could have been right or wrong, but you believe them. Now you go in and tell them, "Hey, man, I have so and so syndrome." Like, well, we don't know that.
Ask your doctor.
But the commercial said, like, right, because they're selling something. Let's do some tests.
Exactly.
Well, I think people sometimes, too, like, it helps if you like your doctor. And, like, I don't know how to explain it. I think we've all had, like, there's some doctors you don't get along with. Some you do. Like, I really like my GP now.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also, like, you know, I got arthritis in my shoulder, right? So she was like, here are the options. I was like, all right, I don't want to start taking shots. So I don't want to just have a surgery on it.
Yeah.
Right. She was like, all right, well, here. We'll go to physical therapy. So sometimes I think people, you speak up for yourself, too.
Yeah, be your own advocate.
Unfortunately, in America, that's the answer to everything, right? Shots and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
There's a strange road in Scotland where cars appear to defy gravity and roll uphill.
I read about that. Did you read why?
No.
Because it's actually going downhill. But the way the landscape is around the road, the way your eyes perceive it is that the road's going uphill. But it actually is not. So it's just kind of an optical illusion. But, like, people, tourists go there, apparently. It's kind of, I would put their car in neutral and watch this thing. As you perceive it, it is rolling uphill. No one could figure it out until someone said, well, because it's going downhill.
Gotcha.
But when you look at it, right, just visually, the way the landscape is, it looks like it's going uphill. It's actually going downhill.
That's weird.
And that's why, right, that's the whole thing. They said, look, we get it. If you just take it with your eyes, it looks like you're rolling uphill. But they did all their measurements, and they're like, no, it's a slight slope.
Gotcha. Okay. Spirit Airlines is now offering an extra legroom option and a revamped rewards program.
What is that? Just throw your feet up on the armrest in front of you? Yeah, we don't care. I mean, what are these planes that have the extra legroom?
Right.
You know, most of them, they're pre-built. They stuff as many people in there as they can, and I get it.
But are you doing the same thing that, you know, the other major airlines have done? Like, get more legroom in economy class or business class, whichever one. It's like, technically, yes. Mm-hmm. I still feel like a sardine in here.
Like, you've told me this, but...
I mean, there is a little more room in business class.
Yeah.
And if you get free drinks with it, I'm cool. I think it's crazy that they charge extra now for the aisle row.
Oh, no. What?
Or not for the aisle row, for the exit row.
Oh, right.
It's like, well...
Because you got more room.
You do, but, like, also those people might have to do something.
About to say, I'm on the job.
Yeah.
Look, if you're a flight attendant, be honest, right? So I understand if they, can you speak English? And they say yes, yes or no. Do you honestly trust that person?
No.
Sitting in the... Because, look, man, if I can get the exit row, I will. Just for the extra leg room, I'm tall.
Right.
And they'll ask me, hey, can you follow these commands? Yeah. Now, look, in the event that the plane crashes, we have an emergency. I don't know how I'm going to respond, but I doubt that it's going to be calm.
Correct.
You know, and I keep asking you for more Jack and Cokes. I mean, at some point, you have to think to yourself, man.
This way down the slide.
This guy is not going to help. Because every time I get on a plane and I see someone, I'll see the flight attendant kind of acknowledge them and they respond, and I start sizing that person up like, that dude ain't helping anybody.
I've seen him move somebody, and they like,
No kidding.
The guy just, he wasn't like hammered, but she was very nice about it. And she was like, I'll put you in business class. You still have a leg room, but like, I think you're a little intoxicated. I can't have you in this row.
Wow. Because yeah. I was about to say, like, the people that I always see in the exit rows, if I'm ever anywhere close to it, the people that I see in there are, like, comically unqualified.
That's what I mean.
To help me out of a plane.
It's like, you know, I know I'm getting tagged lady, in
as I'm going by.
Like, so we're going to have to do it ourselves. There's no chance of that person.
No way. And honestly, to be fair, what do they expect them to do? Everybody, you know, because they point out where the exit signs are. Uh-huh. Like, are you available to assist in an emergency? Like what? Show them the door? That's right here.
That's why I'm like, do you need to speak English? I think in the event that the plane goes down, we have not safely landed, but
right,
we're on the ground. We need to open this door because I don't know, the plane's on fire, smoke. They'll figure it out.
Right.
Trust me. I don't care what language you speak. If that's a door and there's something going on in the plane, they're going to open the door.
And at that point, people are going to be vocal. If I get out the door.
Open the damn door.
Right. If I get out the door and the person behind me struggling, like, hey, can you help me out for a second? Like, okay, I'm going to stop for a second and help them out.
Maybe. Like, what's the situation, man?
Do they want him to jump off the wing onto the ground and catch people as they fall out of the doggone wing?
Right.
Come on now. There's a new app for your smartphone that can detect anemia by looking at a photo of your nails.
Huh. What's anemia?
I don't know.
Thin blood, basically. I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're anemic, a lot of anemic, they get cold easier and all this kind of thing, right?
Oh.
So like a bitch.
Oh. Stop being a little bitch, man. You're not cold. I can tell by your nails you need a jacket.
Yeah. I'll start messing with people. Let's see your nail. Candy ass.
Oh, you want a little sweater? Maybe some cocoa for your hands?
Are we chilling?
Dude, I clicked on one of those stories, like, what your nail health can tell you about you.
Yeah.
And I get, my algorithm's just bombarding me with nail stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Need this little file here.
I don't know. It's freaked me out. There. I don't even want to look at them anymore.
I'm always afraid to look at them because I was told in school that there was a certain way that you had to look at them.
Well, look at your nails now.
I ain't doing it, man. I ain't doing it. Because I mean,
it's not real, and it's still...
I know. Stupid school stuff. A new study found that bodybuilders are 14 times more likely to die of sudden cardiac arrest.
Yes.
Well...
And they do. Yes.
They do. Their bodies are under...
Yeah, they're a bodybuilder.
Right. Immense amounts of stress, whether you believe it or not. It's under... We're not supposed to be that big.
Thank you for doing another study.
Right.
Well, I think sometimes, too, it depends, you know. Some guys, too, if you're taking stuff and everything, that's going to be hard. If you're taking gear, that's going to be very hard on your heart.
Absolutely. Sodium levels that are now deemed normal are linked to health problems.
Jesus.
That doesn't mean they're not normal. It just means they're bad.
Correct. I find it amazing in this country that, like, if you have too much sodium in your diet or high blood pressure... Right? Like, I just, for years, you just assume, don't use salt at home. And it's like, hey, dude, it's not the amount of table salt.
Right.
It's the stuff you're eating.
It's in the food.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Right? What's that, in the 70s or 80s? Everything got rid of fat, and they just pumped everything. It's like, now it's fat-free and low-calorie. It's like, but it's full of sugar and salt.
Right.
That's why we got diabetes everywhere.
Was it Olestra? Was that like the fat substitute?
That was for the chips, yeah. Everybody had the runs.
Yeah, and basically, well, they found out later, oh, hey, man, turns out Olestra, you eat a normal bag of Lay's potato chips, a little fun size, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to S your pants.
Yeah.
And there's pretty much nothing new. We're going to go ahead and put fat back in there.
I like to believe that everybody in here does their best to be as polite as possible. However,
keep telling yourself that, dumbass.
Sometimes we can kind of get a little ahead of ourselves, and sometimes we actually end up making the situation worse.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Uh-oh.
The Men's Room Top 10!
10 polite habits people secretly dislike. I don't like when people compliment me. I don't need to be patronized by you. How do you know I didn't just kill a man to watch him die? Ooh, you're so sweet. How the hell should you know? Gee, you're such a good listener. You sure about that? Well, you're droning on and on and on. I'm thinking, I wonder if I've got a snowball's chance in hell with that. And then when you say I'm nice for holding the door for you, save it, sister. I'll level with you. I just want another look at that booty.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Go denim.
Well done. So these are polite habits that most people secretly dislike. They start with cheek kissing or hugging hello.
Oh.
They say before the pandemic, greetings often got a little physical. Kissing someone's cheek, kissing by the ear, or hugging and grabbing someone's arm were all common practices. But even before everyone was concerned about spreading an infectious disease, plenty of people didn't appreciate having their personal space invaded by these polite greetings.
I don't know anyone who's kissing people's cheeks.
No, we're not in Europe.
I mean, like, yeah, Europe, sure. Family members, maybe. But otherwise, I just...
Well, and if you were one of those people that did that, it did behoove you to do it to the people that you knew were not bothered by that. You did not meet somebody out of the gate and do that.
Oh, speak for yourself again.
Come on, baby.
Hi. The hugging thing.
My name's Doug. I'm Steve.
Yeah, I...
Some people don't want to be hugged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to hug somebody. Like, I don't know. That's kind of when you got to really know that person or be like, do you mind? You know, like, do you want to hug?
Right.
I feel like the out now people go, I'm a hugger.
Exactly.
Right. They just make the statement. You're like, all right, man.
And that's me too.
And you make a judgment call. Like, you're also sweaty.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to go in for this.
Well, and some people are just different, right? Like, I mean, I've had a couple friends I've told before and they're like, well, no, I like to be honest and open with people. Like, cool. My buddy's wife hates it, and you are creeping her out.
Right.
Stop
right.
touching her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? I don't care if it's a hug or touching on the shoulder. Like, stop.
Right. And don't justify it. If they don't like it, knock it the hell off.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
It's subjective.
Leaving detailed voicemails.
Oh, God.
2 decades ago, voicemail was everything because it was literally everything. Short of leaving a note or emailing the person from your non-portable desktop computer, you had no other way to let someone know why you were calling. Polite etiquette at the time dictated that you leave a detailed and often repetitive voicemail so people would have all the info that they needed before returning your call. Now, yeah,
because
if you miss
there was
it,
no alternative.
Text.
Right.
Yeah. Now just text. Hey.
Or you can look at your phone and say, I saw that you called. The only people that leave voicemails now, typically, if it's like the bank or something.
Right.
Because they kind of have to tell you if it's important.
Exactly.
Or so if I'm driving. So if I'm driving and I call someone like, hey, man, sorry, I'm not going to text you, but I'll be there in 20 minutes.
There you go.
That's actually a good call.
That's it.
Right.
And I'm looking at him right now. Doctor's office.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, those are always so slow, too, because it's the robot.
But I feel like
confirming
they never
your
tell you.
For tomorrow morning.
Like, that's fine. It's the, hey, we have your results. Please call them when you call. Right. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
You have to talk to the doctor. I'm like, but I'm talking to you, and I know you have the results.
Right.
Can you tell me if it's good or bad?
But like, that's a violation.
No, I can't tell you that. Nothing. And then you call your doctor. Hey, everything's fine. God damn it.
And you sat on hold for an hour because they were dealing with somebody else. They're busy. They're doing their thing.
We get it.
It's like, damn it. Just violate HIPAA for a second for me, okay?
Like, can we sign a form like, look, man, I know you guys got HIPAA, and we appreciate that.
Right.
I want to designate this woman sitting here who I keep seeing on the phone that if your ass calls me, she can just tell me the information.
Right. I don't care if the wrong number that you dial knows that I have warts, man.
Right.
Whatever. Is what it is.
If it's a venereal disease, I want to hear from the doctor specifically.
That's right. That's
anything else, we're
cool.
Not
a good call, man.
Polite habits that most people secretly dislike. Automatically saying yes. People feel like the polite or kind thing to do when someone asks them to do something is to say yes right away, thinking that they can change their mind later. But while this may make their asker feel good in the moment, it's not a nice thing to do unless you're sure that you can keep that commitment. This can lead to frustration, resentment, and hurt feelings on both sides, and it can give you a chronic sense of being overcommitted and overwhelmed.
Yeah. I get into this one all the time with people.
Same. I'm guilty of this one.
I just tell people no. Or I'll say, I don't know yet. And then some people are like, well, you can just commit and then back out. Like, I don't want
to
back out.
Nobody wants to back out. No. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Right.
And if
right.
I don't want to go, I don't want to go. I don't care if it's going to be awesome. I don't want to go.
That should be an acceptable answer.
And of course, people are going to say, no one's going to call you like, Ted, you got to go to this. It's going to suck. Like,
right.
I know you're telling me it's going to be awesome. I know that's the goal. Right. I'm just not feeling it.
I know you want to spend time with me. I'm stoked that you want to spend time with me. It probably is going to be a great time. I'm not up for it tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to be a drag.
I had the conversation this week about Willie Nelson.
Oh, no kidding.
At the Gorge.
Just to know.
This is the last time, man. I'm like, I know.
I know it is.
Do you have a hotel room? Nah, man, we're just going to kind of wing it. I'm like,
not me.
And I'm going to go with you, and we're just going to wing it,
right.
And I don't know when I'm coming home.
You can't
like,
wing
now.
The Gorge. So it's like, in the middle of nowhere.
He's like, well, you know, I said, there's room. Apparently, this room's a KB.
Cool.
And he's like, I'm not paying that. I'm like, well, I don't want to pay it either. I'm just saying, no.
Right.
You can wing it.
I don't want to go.
Yeah. It's a massive campground.
There is.
Right, but I don't want to.
I don't want to do that.
But I don't want to. Like you said, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm camping.
It's going to be freezing.
Anybody ever get this one? Polite habits that most people secretly dislike. You get that group email, and then that one person.
Thanks.
Replies all. You may think that if a bunch of people are included in an email, the polite thing to do is to keep everybody in the loop. But by hitting reply all. Unfortunately, most people get dozens of email messages a day, and reply all should be used only for information that the entire group needs.
Do you hear that, Odyssey coworkers?
No kidding.
I understand that this radio station sent out an email about whatever the hell they're doing.
Yep.
Cool. And if you want to respond to them, please do.
Yes.
I have, but what I don't do is reply. I don't care that you think that what they're doing is funny. Tell them, not me.
And if you want to, reply to them directly and then CC the boss that you want to see that you're replying to this.
And just not have that. Everybody. I mean, it's the Morning Wolf Pack, right? That's the one. So we got our sister station, the Wolf. They do a lot of great things on their morning show. And once a week, they'll send out an update of what they're doing.
What's going on.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But then every single person that works here, even though you can't physically see them because they're not physically here, everyone responds. And it's like, God. Tell them.
Right.
Not you know what everybody they'll do? Cares.
They'll update us what's going on in the week, but they won't tell me who's on the doggone secret show.
They still haven't told you.
Come on, man.
It's a secret.
Doggone it.
Wait, why do you think you should know the secret?
Because we work in the same building. That's one of the perks of working in the building. Because I get to know things that other people don't know.
No.
It's a secret.
Yeah. Christ, that is part of it.
It's a secret.
It should be.
I'm with you.
Damn
it. Secret.
Anyway, so these are applied habits the most people secretly dislike. Tagging people on social media.
Yep.
Tagging friends, family, even professional acquaintances on social media has become the norm, and at first it may seem like the polite thing to do. After all, they want to see the pics and be included. Not so much. People have different comfort levels in regard to their online presence and privacy and may not appreciate you sending a digital "you are here" flag.
Because I wasn't supposed to be off work that day.
Right.
Yeah, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, something fell through, you showed up at the last minute, but you blew off something else. Like,
right.
Yep.
Luckily, that seems like it's kind of really dulled down.
Right.
But when Facebook first started, geez.
It's a learning curve.
You had to go and... I guess. I just never did it. I always thought it was just rude.
Right.
It's like I know I'm going to catch heat for this one. I also, like, I don't care if it's funny or if it looks odd. Like, don't take pictures of people you don't know and post them.
Facts.
Yeah.
It drives me up a wall.
Especially if you're doing something stupid there at the party that really should not be up on social media.
Right. That was my issue, right? Like, people would always post pictures. Like, look, if you want to post the pictures were there, fine. I don't need you to tag me because I look hammered.
Right.
And it's, you know what I mean? And now it's on the front of my wall.
Exactly. And then I'll leave you with this one. The last polite habit that people secretly hate. We love you. We appreciate you. Just stop it. Apologizing for every little thing.
I'm sorry.
If you step on somebody's foot or make a mistake at work, the most polite thing that you can do is offer an immediate and sincere apology.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Right.
God damn, you got big feet.
That's all you got to do.
You don't
need to apologize for
move
every
your
little
foot.
Thing. We know. We know you didn't mean to do it.
It's funny. It cracks me up. And I get, they don't have to do it, but I understand it's probably the smart thing to do. I don't know. An employee at Burger King bitch slaps a customer. And Burger King immediately has to put up, hey,
that is not our policy.
Guys, we know it is not your policy.
I work there. I know it's a policy. Slap that bitch up.
The Chicago Sun seems to have stuck their foot in the mud there, Miles.
How'd they do that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, someone here on the text line says, you know, they speak of you guys on the Wolf in the mornings.
Damn right.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
Just let them know.
Stop! Unless you can tell Mike and I who's playing the goddamn right. show.
Oh, keep my name out your mouth, Gabe.
I know. Do you really know?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
I will punch you.
It's a secret show.
I am serious.
You care too?
Yes.
I know Mike's been losing his mind for like 3 weeks, and they keep taunting him.
Do you know who it is yet?
I know! Put me on the damn video!
That's fine. There'll be something they want to come to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
But
Sorry. They
already know what it is.
It's a secret.
They can know. They just ain't getting in.
There you go.
It's called a secret show.
Captain Ron has a doggone rock tattoo on his arm, and he won't.
That is a good point.
I thought he was my brother, and he betrayed me.
He is. He's just a brother that doesn't like you enough to share secrets.
Then why do you know?
Because I just want to make you guys mad.
Mm-hmm. Just for that reason.
Right.
Today we toast CBS 6 News anchor Olivia Jackwith of Schenectady, New York. Now, Olivia is one of the co-anchors.
She's an ogre!
She's one of the co-anchors of the ridiculously early morning news. You know the ones that start like 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, she showed up for a shift, and then this happened.
We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's
and
right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
We've been doing the contract. She's now, you know, timing her contractions.
We'll see. I'm going to pay attention.
What, 2 minutes apart?
No. There was one, but it's been a few minutes since then, so we're still in good shape.
Her decision to stay on the desk, by the way.
Look at what it says. Days past due date.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. So,
happy to be here, and I'll stay on the desk for as long as I possibly can.
Okay, she was a kid. This broad finished the entire broadcast. Her water broke. That was the beginning of the newscast, by the way.
All right.
This wasn't like in the middle. Like, her water broke right before they went on the air. This is her first kid. And like Mike pointed out.
That's it.
When you have your first kid, you go into panic mode when your water breaks. If this were a second or third kid, I'd get it. And keep in mind, it's not like the movies traditionally. In the movies, the water breaks, kids are in 5 minutes. I was telling Mike, when my wife's water broke in our first kid, because again, we've had 9 months to think we're going to be awful parents, and it's about 1:30 in the morning. She's like, my water broke. Like, bro, we were out of bed in a heartbeat, raced to the hospital. My daughter was born 6 o'clock in the evening the next day.
Yeah.
But again, with the first kid, the water breaks, you go into panic. When the water broke with the second kid, I believe I was at work, and I got a text from a buddy of ours that said, hey, man, call your wife, seriously. Her water broke. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but the thing is, second child falls out. First child, you got time.
But you don't know that.
Yeah.
Apparently she did. Yeah. But yeah, her first kid.
I think that's hindsight, but yes.
And again, she's having contractions. But this woman finished the broadcast. I'm like, hey, man, kudos to you for that, because I'd have been in a freaking panic. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.